Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Ma'adhotep. Welcome to another special edition of New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, we are very, very happy that you took the time to join us this evening. Unfortunately, however, we are not going to be able to do our regular two-hour broadcast that we've been doing this for our special editions. We are experiencing quite a bit of technical difficulties. It started last night, and as it turns out, we got feedback from folk who weren't able to even get through at all. So it was worse than what we anticipated, meaning I was able to get our program started last night, but as we went into it, at some point I was unable to reconnect back to the boards or go in the chat room. As it turns out, what it appears has happened is both of our computers seem to be infected with the virus, and as a result, it is jamming everything up and throwing stuff off and putting stuff up there that doesn't belong and so forth and so on. But we also suspect that there's also some other interferences because, again, the problems that we're experiencing on this end, of course, again, we can trace that to there being something going on with the computer. But why folks weren't able to get through to the main, the main control board, that's a whole other issue. So we have no control over that at all. That means that's going on, on the transmitting end. So two things are happening minimally at one time to kind of disrupt what we're doing. But nevertheless, what we're going to do is tomorrow I should be able to be at a different computer and or have our computers repaired so that, or clean, shall we say, so that we can continue our programming with little to no disturbances, interruption, and so forth. So please tune in tomorrow, Friday, the 20th, and we should be able to resume at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. At that point, we will continue our dialogue as it pertains to the online, what we call Black Women's Power Forum and pre-political convention strategy sessions. We want to continue that. Now, tomorrow we will be talking about education, which is what we really want to talk about tonight. We also are going to continue what we started last night because, again, we kind of got a bit interrupted and then got a little off track in some other areas. But we want to resume what we started last night, which, of course, we'll talk more about some issues that we had in mind dealing with our sisters in particular. And we want to talk about activism as well. We want to get into the whole idea of activism and talk more about that in terms of our women today. You know, what does that mean to be an activist, be it a community activist, an organizer, or a union activist, or human rights activists? You know, what does that mean today? What does that look like? And where is it going? And how consolidated is any of this stuff? Well, we want to examine that because realistically, we really need to be making sure that it's happening the way it needs to in this day and age. And so these are some of the things that we want to examine closer. So tomorrow we're going to talk about education, activism, but also we want to begin to start looking at health and healing as well. Particularly as it pertains to our sisters and what it is we are presently doing and what it is we need to do. And then for an overall general conversation, we want to look at what's going on in the literary world. Of course, some of you may have heard recently that two states are saying that they're taking Dr. Toni Morrison's work from off of their to-read list. And then today we got a report that, of course, Ralph Ellison's book, novel, is now banned or removed from a county in North Carolina. What is all of that about? So now you know, where it used to be that black literature was, you know, relatively appreciated and accepted and so forth a few years ago. Well, now it seems like somebody is trying to not see that happen anymore. Well, we're going to talk about that too. And the need to be able, again, to handle our own business, meaning, you know, not being as concerned about what other people think or don't want to do or whatever have you. We want to see how we need to function for ourselves and in regards to ourselves first and foremost. And anything after that is whatever it is. But first and foremost, it has to be about what we want to do or feel that we should do. And this is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So we invite all of you to please come back tomorrow. Join us at 10:30. We will continue this dialogue. We feel pretty certain that our technical difficulties should be worked out by then. And as such, we will have a couple of guests that will be on. We want to talk with a sister. I'm hoping we can get her tomorrow. We want to talk with a sister who has been a merchant for, at least 25 years here in Philadelphia. And we bring that to your attention because one of the things that we are in the process of working on as far as the Million Women Movement is to make certain that we provide, if not employment per se, at least the skills and capabilities to be self-employed. And so tomorrow I'm going to talk with a sister again who has been a street vendor slash merchant slash manufacturer slash marketer for several years, meaning she makes or has made many of the items that she has sold on her stand that has been in Center City for at least 20 to 25 years. And we want to examine how most cities maneuvered the vendors, the merchants from out of the city areas. This happened all over the country because you have to remember it. At one point, there were a lot of brothers and sisters who were able to make a living, feed their families, by having a vending stand, what we call a vending stand. But then you had some brothers and sisters who weren't just vendors per se. They were literally merchants. They really, really understood commerce. They traveled, and that's how they really did what they did. And I'll tell you how that's really connected to the Million Women March at another time. But nevertheless, we want to see how that changed drastically, like I said, in cities all over the country, why it changed, and what we could now do to recapture, regain some of what we once had in terms of commerce that was independent, okay? So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And, again, one of the objectives is for our sisters, we want to begin to start putting stands into communities nationwide that sisters would be able to man, where they can make their own monies, where they can sell products and items that are particularly manufactured, produced by black folks. And, you know, we need to create a competitive reality with other peoples who are out there with various things, even food carts and things of that nature. We need to be out there as well. So we're going to be talking more about that. And again, we plan to do this on a national level. See, that's the idea of a movement for us. That's not just having an organization. That's having something that is going to create a certain type of dynamic, a certain type of orchestration, as we might say. And again, to do so, to service our people, to empower our women, to uplift them, but also, of course, to bring about some real positive, productive change in our communities. And with that, of course, to create better qualities of life for our families. So with that said, tomorrow, again, we will resume this conversation, this dialogue, and we will have a few guests joining us. We will talk about the development of not just what people call economic development. I mean, that's a good thing and it has its place, but, you know, surely when you're really talking about doing something substantially when it comes to finances, commerce, and things of that nature, economic development really is not in the dialogue like that. And so we need to be very clear that, yes, that has its place, but we need to understand what does that really mean? What does economics really, really mean? Okay, not how people think it is or how we want it to be, but what does it really mean? How does it really operate? And why in this day and age we need to be looking at the development of finance and, of course, certainly holistic wealth, you know. So these are some of the things that we're going to talk about and look at closer how to make it happen. The Mean Women Movement does, in fact, have several plans on the table and ready to go, including what we call In the Black. Okay, we've talked about this previously, but now it goes into effect starting in October. And also one of our other components known as the BBBCO. And then we have one other one known as the BOO Project, Black-owned and operated BOO. So we're going to tell you all about those tomorrow. And for those who are interested in getting involved, we'll give you information on the upcoming telephone conference calls, webcasts, and so forth that we are in the process of putting in place. And, you know, it's time to really get busy. This economy is falling, has fallen really, but is also falling, you know, even more so. And we better be prepared. We better be ready. And this, of course, is happening all over the country. So we better understand to a greater extent what it is we need to do. And, you know, if you have traveled, especially throughout Africa, then you are very much aware that it is the women who really, as they say, have the main handle on the marketplace. So that's not happening because sisters don't understand what's going on. So I dare say we need to examine that a lot closer, because where there is productivity, there are women. So we need to get a grip and, you know, deal with the situation that will enable us all to move forward. For those who are under the notion that sisters need to be, you know, in the kitchen all the time or, you know, whatever's going on out there. I mean, obviously none of that is working. And, you know, the whole notion that because women now are, you know, getting the jobs and the men aren't and all that, look, this and that enemy out there don't care none about none of us. So let's get very clear about what's really going on. It may appear that there's some favoritism or something more so for the women. And that may have been the case at some point, but I can assure you, if you go back a few years, when crack cocaine hit the black community, even though it was for everybody, for real, there was a specific target there. When they market stuff, they always have a target marketing area. So the crack cocaine thing, it was for all of us to deal with. But for real, it was specifically for black women. And again, for those of you who have done any research or have heard any information about that reality, that chemical compound that was put together, the effects that it had on women, on female, and their, you know, biological structure was very different from that of our brothers. It was all deadly, you know, don't get me wrong, but there's some very specific things about crack cocaine and sisters. So I'm saying that to say that the enemy really doesn't care about any of us. They put a few selected ones out there just to keep stuff, you know, going on, just to keep us bickering and, you know, pointing the finger at one another and blaming one another and so forth for this and that, or making it seem like, you know, this group is really making progress and, you know, they just create conflict and drama all the time, and they do it intentionally, and many of us fall for it. But for real, they don't care about none of us under no circumstances, and their main objective right about now is to get our children, as many of our children, because they feel they can just, you know, play with their heads, have them to remain slaves, and have them doing their bidding, okay? And that's the only ones they want now, and don't really want them. Just need them to do stuff for until they change their whole game up, and they're doing that slowly as well. So we need to now really see and understand and stop blaming each other so much for a bunch of stuff. And when I say blaming each other, I'm talking about for things, regarding things that really is a lot deeper than what appears on the surface. There is some stuff out there that some folk are doing, and they need to be put in check about it. There's no question about that. It's just to be sellout people. They certainly need to be exposed and dealt with, you know, really. But there are some things that we, especially folks that are somewhat conscious, we blame each other for and about. Some of that needs to be, you know, kind of reexamined. And again, that's not to make no excuses for those who we know are intentionally selling us down the drain. So with that said, family, we're going to close this segment out again. We need to go and deal with some repairs to try to get this equipment, back up to par again. And tomorrow we will resume some of what I've talked about tonight, some of what we talked about earlier in the week. And, of course, our regular program is Saturday at 10:30 Eastern Time again. And we will continue on with the dialogue. On Saturday, I think we might be talking more about the human rights issues that we want to look at closer. But, again, tomorrow we're definitely going to talk about business, commerce, the development of greater finance and wealth stability and sustainability. We'll also talk about health, education, and a few other things. So tune in, let others know, and we will be sending out an e-blast later on to kind of remind you. Feel free to send it out also. And keep in mind, again, October 25th, the Justice Department, we will be there. We charge genocide, and we're moving right along. All right, family, again, we thank all of you for tuning in to this special edition of New Day Resurrection Liberation. This is a brief edition, more or less, due to the fact that we do have some technical difficulties that we need to deal with. We would not have been able to access our chat room or our phone lines adequately again tonight. We would have run into some complications again with trying to, you know, connect, and we did not want to risk, you know, doing that, because, you know, once you kind of get into a good flow, you like to keep that going. And right now our readings that we're getting on our computer is that we need to clean it up some, clean it out or do something. So at any rate, we're going to do that, and tomorrow we will again be Black with you, and we certainly look forward to that. But until then, we're going to leave you, as oftentimes greet you, and that, of course, is in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep, and that means that we always strive for peace, but we also know there will be no real peace until there's truly Ma'at, until there's truly justice. Till tomorrow, Tutanana, Kamoja Tutashita, together we shall win. Peace out.